Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 33rd episode in this podcast reading series. The suspense and the trial begins to intensify. Enoch proposes to speak the forbidden name of the one who is the worst of all criminals. He was the one who led all of the other watchers to go down to the earth to have offspring of their own. His name has been forbidden to be spoken, and there will surely be a ruckus in the court when the worst of the worst must appear when called forth to appear before God by the speaking of his name. I hope the bailiffs are ready. This episode is a presentation of entries 724 through 726 from Book 6, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polly@loshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. Be to God who makes all things known. The majesties of God's universe are beautiful. The wonders of the Lord amaze us every day. We give thanks to God to see them now. The seventh man from Adam continues to speak.
I was there with Elijah on that mountaintop. The place of Christ's transfiguration was not Hermon, and it was a false prophet who said it was. It was not the Mount of Olives either. We descended to a high place southwest of Jerusalem, and there the Lord God Almighty transfigured him. Jesus became eternal, the same as Elijah and myself. There is only one other there with him, who was not asleep at the time. His name was Peter, Simon, son of Zebedee. He was also later crucified for his faith. But all of that is not what I came here to say. My testimony is about the crime of only one, and it has been the worst crime of mankind. He was the one who caused all of this to happen.
There will surely be an answer presented in this court. The mystery that has plagued mankind for a long time will finally be solved in Enoch's testimony before God. In God's judgment will finally come to pass. Great and mighty are the Lord's eternal truths. None can stand against God's eternal truth. Jesus Christ was a man, and God is the Holy Spirit. Blessed forever is the Lord God Almighty. The seventh man from Adam continues to testify before God and all the angels in the jury. The first prophet to mankind will speak only the truth.
I have come here today to say the name. The one who is to blame for all of mankind's sin is present in this courtroom on Judgment Day. His name has been prohibited for any to speak, and I dread to speak it aloud before God.
Your Honor, in the interest of discovery, please allow it. The court must hear the name of the accused, the one whose actions have been concealed from the knowledge of all must now be revealed.
The Lord God knows everything always and forever, and He knows the name of this evil one. He is the one truly on trial today, not Almighty God. To speak His name today, we'll call Him forth. The time has come for all the work to finally know the truth of all things and the name of Almighty God. It will be by the grace of God that justice will finally be done on the earth. God, please do not abandon me today. I pray that your spirit will lift me up, that I may be in your presence for eternity. I give praise to Almighty God, who is only one. The seventh man from Adam pauses for a moment to speak the name of the eternally condemned, is surely to result in flames coming from his mouth. The flames of consternation will spew forth.
Be ready for the end to come, I say. When spoken aloud, this name causes destruction. It is the word of desolation and abomination. I do not want to speak it aloud, not ever. If it is God's will, then I will say it. I pray that those who hear it will not instantly die. There are already too many souls spending eternity in hell because of the corruption and crime caused by Azazel.
As his name is spoken, he comes forth from darkness, and he is taken into custody by the bailiff. The one who has been the originator of all sin is now in the custody of the Lord's archangels. It could have been many other names spoken aloud, but Enoch was the only one who could tell the truth. Since the time of his abduction from the earth, he has known the name of the eternally evil one. Well, this concludes episode 33 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Transfiguration. The revelation of who was present at the transfiguration of Jesus Christ has been a mystery to all of mankind because the name of Enoch has been concealed from the knowledge of people everywhere. It was Enoch who protected all of mankind by being concealed and concealing the name of the one whose name must not be spoken. The accursed name of the eternally condemned was spoken on this judgment day, and he has been taken into custody. God's justice will be done. The worst of all the criminals has been caught. Glory to the Lord. Thank you, Enoch. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.